got some money to spend tonight.
And there's some good jams there. All right, now I got to take a big breath because I got to say his title, Program Manager, Cultural Promotions and Tourism, Cultural Office of the Pikes Creek Region. Jonathan Tolman's joining us right now on the KRDO Newsline. Hi, Jonathan. How you doing?
Good morning, Dan and Shannon. Happy Friday to you. I think, by my count, I have the second longest title in the Pikes Peak region, but that is okay. Well done, and happy to talk Peak Radar with you this morning.
Well, be free. Let's talk about it. What's going on?
Yeah, no fooling around this week, even though April Fool's Day is Monday. There are great events in the Pikes Peak region throughout this weekend. We'll start at the Entz Center for the Arts at the UCCS campus. They're hosting the 2024 Chinese New Year Festival. This was, of course, rescheduled after events at UCCS earlier on in the year. But it will be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Entz Center. It's the Year of the Dragon. There will be lion and dragon dances, taiko drummers, Asian music and dance, martial art performances, aerial acrobatics, all sorts of fun at the Entz Center tomorrow to celebrate Chinese New Year. Also tomorrow, this is at night, 8 o'clock at the Public House at the Alexander. Janae Burris, the comedian, will be headlining the Pikes Punks comedy show as part of their events, regular performer and headliner at the world-famous Denver Comedy Works. And then there will be Haley Raven, Darrell Green, and Patrick Scott as comedy hosts as well, and performers. So a great opportunity to get some laughs in tomorrow evening. It's, of course, an Olympic year with the Paris Games coming up, and the United States Olympic and Paralympic Museum will be hosting all kinds of events, but one that they have this weekend from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the museum in downtown Colorado Springs is called Spring Into Victory. You can meet Team USA athletes, get an up-close look at memorabilia with artifact demonstrations, and even hold an Olympic torch, which sounds super fun. There'll be a kids' zone, all sorts of Olympic-themed fun at the museum tomorrow. Two more. Pikes Peak Opera League has tenor Nathan Snyder in town. This is Wednesday afternoon at First United Methodist Church, 3 p.m. In downtown Colorado Springs. Snyder is the Spring Career Advancement recipient who was recently praised for his rich and nuanced sound and riveting acting. So if you want some gorgeous singing, Wednesday afternoon might be the trick for you. And then finally, next Thursday, the Manitou Springs Chamber of Commerce in downtown Manitou Springs is hosting their Spring Wine Walk. This is Thursday starting at 5 p.m. It's the sixth annual at three different upscale wine bars and wineries in Manitou. Manitou Winery, the Mona Lisa, and Swirl Wine Bar. You'll get to obviously taste the wine and some bites, but you'll also learn from winemakers, sommeliers, and wine purveyors about the wines they're pouring, a little bit of their history, the grapes that you will be sampling from, and all sorts of fun. So that's next Thursday evening. And then finally, Dan and Shannon, I want to mention the opportunities board on peakradar.com. There's a whole tab for it for folks to check out, where if you're curious about arts jobs, auditions, calls for artists, and volunteer or board opportunities to serve on local arts organizations, all of that lives on that page on peakradar.com. So it's a cool way to get connected to your local arts community above and beyond attending events, which, of course, we always want folks to do as well. So big weekend.
I cannot even comprehend all those events in one weekend. And especially with Chinese New Year, I mean, I still have my red envelopes to fill for the kiddies. Yeah, you got to give them the cash. They're expecting it.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's always a big weekend, and glad I can bring too many events.
No doubt. Have a great weekend, and stay warm out there. It's going to be a nice weekend, but then maybe some changes Monday. But anyway, thanks for the time as always. We'll look forward to the next week.
Have a good weekend. Thank you both.